IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beaton. Once again, I have the honor to be the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Ali with me here. Welcome to the studio, brothers.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for us to be here.
We are the inheritors of God's prophets, and we are the obvious reason of God, and we are the means by which God connects with creation, and we are the ones accepted, liked, and chosen by God, and are in the position of pure things, and our Shia are from the best people in heaven. These are the words of the most outstanding lady in an example of compassion, generosity, and enduring sufferings and pain of all time throughout history, which is Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her. And today we're going to talk more about the lifestyle, about the actually guidance of this lady for all of the females around the world and not only Muslim community. And for sure, there are a lot to learn from this respectful lady. And, you mentioned one important hint, actually, that Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, was actually a symbol for the female freedom. And at that time, it was a miracle for a woman to stand there, to talk to people, to teach them, to actually take part in society. And I think which is really related to the conversations and controversies that we have at the moment about the right of women and so many other things. And another actually important aspect of the lifestyle of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, was about the motherhood of this lady, which at the same time she was participating in the society, she was a mother, a complete mother and a role model. And Brother Ali, I wanted you to elaborate more about the balance between these two aspects of life of a woman, and specifically Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, as a role model for all the females around the world. And Sheikh Rouhani, would you, what can you teach us about this beautiful and rare, actually, relation between this father and his daughter?
One of the very interesting thing that we see in the life of Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha, particularly her behavior with the father, or her relation with her father, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this: that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always called Lady Zahra as Umm Abiha. Umm Abiha. Umm Abiha means mother of her father. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling this lady as his mother? It was because of this that it is said that the Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, in those hardships, difficulties, challenges, and very difficult situations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived, particularly in the holy city of Mecca, and then traveling or immigrating from the holy city of Mecca to Medina, in all these, let's say, hardships, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in need of a great supporter, in need of a person who could treat the Prophet ﷺ as mother. We know that the Prophet ﷺ lost his mother when he was only like 6 or 8 years old, like that, and he didn't have mother. And also, ladies, Khadija salamullah alayha and Shabi Abi Talib, she died. So in the peak of the hardships, let's say difficulties that Prophet faced in the city of Mecca and then in Medina, here we see that Lady Zahra salamullah alayha was exactly like a mother for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever, for example, Prophet was insulted by the people or sometimes harmed by the people, injured by the people in Mecca, it was Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha who actually, what we can say, took care of the Holy Prophet and helped the Holy Prophet, yeah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also it is said that in the battle of Uhud, it was Lady Zahra who was like a nurse for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she was always looking after the Prophet, taking care of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she was always at the service of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is said that when Prophet wanted to go for the prayer, for example, Lady Zahra was the one who provided the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his abba, with his amama, with his stick, with the water to make wudu, and then accompanying him. Look, this way that Lady Zahra expressed love to the Holy Prophet caused that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Lady Zahra salamullah alaiha as Umma Abiha.
Yeah.
And that thing that we see here is that from the Prophet's side as well, we see such a love, such an beautiful kind of relation we see from the Prophet's side to the Lady Zahra. I can only mention one of them. It is narrated by one of the wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sunni sources. It is said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, when the Lady Zahra salamullah alayha was entering a room or a place where the Prophet was there, the Prophet stood up and then approached Lady Zahra salamullah alayha in a way that a very respected guest is coming to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To respect Lady Zahra salamullah, he stood up and then went to the Lady Zahra, approached Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, and then kissed her hand.
Nice. Yeah.
And then bring Lady Zahra salamullah alayha to his own place and told Lady Zahra that you have to sit in my place. Gave his place to Lady Zahra salamullah alayha. It is narrated by the wives of the Holy Prophet that such a respect was paid to the Lady Zahra by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a beautiful narration which is narrated by both Sunni and Shia narrators, the Holy Prophet said that Fatima tu bad'atun minni. Fatima is part of, let's say, me, my soul, me. And then whoever, as it says that man adaha faqad adani, whoever, for example, harms or annoyed the Lady Zahra, annoyed me. And whoever annoyed me, annoyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So here Lady Zahra is introduced by the Holy Prophet as a criterion by whom we know that who is the true believer, who is the true mu'min or not. So such a character Lady Zahra had in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we know that the Holy Prophet, whatever the Holy Prophet says about someone, it is from wahi, it is not from his own self.
Yeah.
It is wahi, it is revelation, it is divine teachings. It was a divine order to the Holy Prophet to introduce Lady Zahra in such a way, to present the, let's say, Lady Zahra, salamullah alayha's character and characteristics to the Muslim Ummah, to the Muslim nation in that way, so that Lady Zahra be the guide, the light for the rest of the Ummah nation after the demise of the Holy Prophet. In this way that, oh people, you have to refer to my daughter, Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, after me.
Yeah.
Because she is among the household. So she is like a light for you, my followers. This was the reason that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated Lady Zahra in that way and said those ahadiths regarding Lady Zahra and included Lady Zahra salamullah alayha in the event of Mubaila, in the event of Kisa, among the, let's say, Ahlul Bayt or rest of the things that we do not have time to mention.
Yeah, thank you, Sheikh. I think there is no end of these beauties and actually miracles that we can see throughout the life of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. And I think we need lots of time, hours and hours of talking about the life of this actually respectful lady of ours. And another aspect of her life that I don't want to be missed in actually our discussion is about the relation of Lady Fatima and Amir al-Mu'mineen, and what kind of relation it was, and how can we actually take lessons from this relationship between these two actually respectful people and role models of our religion. Yeah, Brother Ali. Yeah.
We know that Lady Fatima accepted the offer of Imam Ali alayhi salam after the demise of her mother, and while they were in Medina, and she found Ali, like herself, a very hardworking person, and he was not a man of being, indifferent towards Islam and preaching of Islam while it was at the dawn of Islam and it was at the beginning. And this plant of Islam was just growing up. And she agreed and she accepted the offer of Imam Ali alayhi salam at that time, while she knew that to whom she is actually marrying, because she knew that Ali is not wealthy enough like others. I mean, and she doesn't have too much money, and she's, and he's not a wealthy person. But she actually prioritized the Allah's sake on her own selection, and that is, she accepted Ali for the sake of Allah, Subhanahu wa Taala. That is, she accepted a person that most of his time was busy with the preaching of Islam, either inside Medina or outside Medina, in different wars or battles that they were at that time. Because also she experienced these battles and Ghazawat and Sariyat before she marries Imam Ali alayhi salam, and she was accustomed to such things, and she knew the importance of the mission. And it's important to know that she did not actually limit herself inside the family. So she was a person that, when needed, she played a role in society. Because we saw even she was nursing the wounded soldiers of Islam in some of the battles, and then accompanying Imam Ali alayhi salam while he was in a mission. So we have such a, some of these cases, but we see again her husband Imam Ali alayhi salam said that she never ever made me unhappy, and she was like a person who was sweetening the whole life for her husband, and she never asked something which was beyond the ability and capability of Imam Ali to provide her. So she understood all the conditions of her husband while she was in need of lots of things, but she never requested Imam Ali anything to provide her with.
Yeah, Brother Ali, as I mentioned, I think there is no full stuff for this story and this beautiful story. And I think even listening to the stories and narrations of the lifestyle of Our Lady will actually soften our hearts and will lead us towards the right path. And dear listeners, these actually topics and these episodes are just only triggers for you in order to go seek knowledge and find the right way to live. So thank you for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. So I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
You came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Allah. Ummati, ummati, ya
يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها